solar sails. One proposal that may solve these problems is the solar sail. It exploits the fact that sunlight exerts a very small but steady pressure that is sufficient to propel a huge sail through space. The idea for a solar sail is an old one, dating back to the great astronomer Johannes Kepler in his 1611 treatise, Somnium. Although the physics behind a solar sail is simple enough, progress has been spotty in actually creating a solar sail that can be sent into space. In 2004, a Japanese rocket successfully deployed two small prototype solar sails into space. In 2005, the Planetary Society Cosmos Studios and the Russian Academy of Sciences launched the Cosmos 1 space sail from a submarine in the Barents Sea. But the Volna rocket it was being carried on failed, and the sail did not reach orbit. A previous attempt at a suborbital sail also failed back in 2001. But in February 2006, a 15-meter solar sail was sent successfully into orbit by the Japanese MV rocket, although the sail opened incompletely. Although progress in solar sail technology has been painfully slow, proponents of the solar sail have another idea that might take them to the stars: building a huge battery of lasers on the moon that can fire intense beams of laser light at a solar sail, enabling it to coast to the nearest star. The physics of such an interplanetary solar sail are truly daunting. The sail itself would have to be hundreds of miles across and constructed entirely in outer space. One would have to build thousands of powerful laser beams on the moon, each capable of firing continuously for years to decades. In one estimate, it would be necessary to fire lasers that have 1,000 times the current total power output of the planet Earth. On paper, a mammoth light sail might be able to travel as fast as half the speed of light. It would take such a solar sail only 8 years or so to reach the nearby stars. The advantage of such a propulsion system is that it could use off-the-shelf technology. No new laws of physics would have to be discovered to create such a solar sail. But the main problems are economic and technical. The engineering problems in creating a sail hundreds of miles across, energized by thousands of powerful laser beams placed on the moon, are formidable, requiring a technology that may be a century in the future. One problem with the interstellar solar sail is coming back. One would have to create a second battery of laser beams on a distant moon to propel the vessel back to Earth. Or perhaps the ship could swing rapidly around a star, using it like a slingshot to get enough speed for the return voyage. Then lasers on the moon would be used to decelerate the sail so it could land on the Earth.